This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I know. We're going to jump in. We're going to move it a million miles an hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, get involved in the conversation. Right? I mean, you Facebook warriors, God bless you. I love you. I'm glad you're out there fighting the fight. But do it in your neighborhood, too. Make sure that we don't get the people that are doing nothing, these do-nothing Republicans. And I'm a Republican. I don't want the do-nothing Republicans. I'm not interested in having them around. Anyway, head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been taught to be afraid of. And you don't have to be. There's no reason to be. So I thought this was interesting. I mean, we're going to hit the ground running. What can I tell you? Our teed-off black man from Texas is going to join us here shortly. I'm sure he's listening now, and now he's rolling around laughing. Wait till he hears what I play when I bring him on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be. Look, it seems like, this is just amazing, that the D.C., let me see, the D.C. subway system, or the D.C. transit system, has decided that the Catholic Church can't run. This is great. You never thought you'd hear this. And you don't even have to smoke anything for this just not to make sense. They can't run religious Christmas ads. I mean, seriously. Because I don't know why. I mean, it's called Christmas. You would think, right? Now, isn't this some kind of discrimination? Seriously. There's nothing that says the separation of church and subway or anything like that. Church and bus. And the funny thing about it is, if you look at the image doesn't even have anything about Christ in there. You know, it's got the three wise men, a couple of lambs. And it says, find the perfect gift. You can't get any more watered down than this. Well, you know, you have the star, and I guess that denotes Jesus or something.
There's not even a cross.
What's that?
There's not even a cross on there.
No, nothing. There's nothing. He's a shepherd in the field. You go to findtheperfectgift.org. I guess they didn't like it. It was from the Catholic Church. Is that why they turned it down, maybe? I don't know. Just asking. Father Dwight Longnecker, a parish leader in South Carolina, an award-winning blogger, is a prominent voice and researcher for the historical aspects of faith, and he's pushing back saying, you know, what's wrong with these people? I'm kind of with him on this one. What is wrong with these people? We got to the point now, if it smells like God, if it looks like God, if it resembles anything to do with God or Christ, they can't have any part of it. I don't. Their head's going to explode, or what's going to happen? I don't get it. I mean, if it had, I wonder. Should we put rainbow colors on it? You think that would fix it? They would take it then, right? What do you think?
It needs the two Josephs.
Oh, needs the two. I picked that two Joseph story we did last night. Maybe that would fix it. I don't know. Maybe if we replaced all the wise men with three wise women, maybe they would take it then. What do you, no? I'm just asking, because I can't find anything offensive about this. And it's not because I'm a Christian. It's not because I love God. It's I'm looking at... See, I said it the other night, and I wasn't joking. I was dead serious. What part about peace on earth, goodwill to men is offensive? You, do you know what I'm saying here? Now, it is the Washington Metro system, for anybody who cares. Right? And let me see. The campaign promote. I got more information. Promotes spiritual giving instead of presents, arguing that the image of the stars, the shepherds, and the sheep promotes religion, and that's a violation of the transit system rules. The Archdiocese of Washington told Secrets that the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority turned down a request to promote its Find the Perfect Gift initiative because the image depicts a religious scene and thus seeks to promote religion, although it doesn't. What's religious about a bunch of shepherds in the field trying to find their flock? When did that become religious? This stuff is great. The rejected ad conveys a simple message of hope and an invitation to participate in the Christmas season, yet citing its guidelines, its legal counsel said that the ad depicts a religious scene and thus seeks to promote religion. Wow. We want to promote peace. Is peace religious? I didn't think it was. To borrow from a favorite Christmas story under the guidelines, under the Washington Transit guidelines, if the ads are about packages, boxes, or bags, if Christmas comes from a store, then it seems like it could be approved. But if Christmas means a little bit more, well, we're not having any part of it. So I guess you can use Christmas, you can use the Magi, you can use the wise men, as long as they have gifts from Kohl's in their hand, then it's okay, I guess. Metro spokeswoman said the policy banning ads with religious themes took effect 2 years ago in 2015 when the Transit Authority changed its advertising policy to prohibit issue-oriented advertising, including political, religious, and advocacy. Yeah, aren't you advocating for somebody to buy at your store when you're advertising certain products because you're the only store that has it? Now, two lawyers working for the church said it's First Amendment rights, but I'm not so sure that's true. We keep, you know, you conservatives keep jumping on these First Amendment rights. Remember something. It doesn't happen at work. It's not a work thing. They'd have a better chance of suing for discrimination than anything else. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Our teed off black man from Texas joins us in a few minutes. Corey Duncan, and he's wound. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. Can you still say chick-chicky-boom? Is that politically correct? Does it really matter? I know the next guy would say in a heartbeat. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I know he's dying to jump in because we got so much to talk about. It's my, you ready for this? I've been practicing this for days, okay? It's my teed-off black man from Texas, Corey Duncan. He joins us here today. That wasn't bad, right? You good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I won't tell anybody where it is, but I saw your castle. It's cool. I'll be there when it gets a little warmer. I'll bring my shorts. We'll have a lot of fun.
No. Whoa, wait a minute. It is warm. Wait a minute.
You said I could come anytime.
Hey, look, you have unlimited credit. I'm glad my daughter's not listening.
All right. So listen. Did is so much going on. Let's just get to it. Do you know that right now that the Congressional Black Caucus is meeting to try to figure out what to do with John Conyers? Because I guess, I don't know, what are we up to, 28? However many it is. What are we trying to figure out? What do you think they're trying to figure out?
Well, what I'll say is that once again, thank you for having me come on there in the field. I appreciate it. And continue to support everyone. Continue to support all conservative broadcasters and podcasters. Now, let's get to the story. Let's get everything cracked up and going. First of all, Mr. Conyers sounds like Jack Ruby. Or he sounds like somebody, like he knows something that nobody else knows. He said if they keep pushing his button, then he's going to tell all about everything that's going on. Did you hear that today?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got a whole bunch of people scrambling around right now trying to figure out how to take exactly. him out, I'm sure. He may all of a sudden have a stroke out of nowhere.
Exactly. And if he's been in there for 50 years,
ooh,
he knows a lot.
Oh, he has seen a lot. He knows a lot. He's seen people fall out of closets all over the place in Congress, I'm sure. Right? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Maybe we can find out what's going on with Elijah. Find out what he's been doing.
Oh, yeah, he's been around for, come on. They got to be running with the same group, right?
Exactly.
Elijah never goes back. He never goes back to his area, so he's got to know what's going on there, right? Come on.
I'm quite sure he has somewhere a hidden hideaway with some chains up somewhere.
Oh, really? Did you have to do that? You know,
yeah,
seriously.
I had to go there.
God. So, are you upset? You know, apparently, Melania Trump is making them very upset because she's just spending so much money on Christmas at the White House. It's terrible, right?
Well, we all know what that's about. That's about because, you know, the little black children who went up to her and hugged her today. And, you know, I know the libs had something to say about that. Basically it was a photo op. Wrong. It was a photo op. Melania.
That's right. I'll help you. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. She's not like Hillary, and she definitely is not like Michelle, because she's not mad at everything in the world, or she doesn't like the United States of America. She's just being the first lady, and there's nothing wrong with that. My whole thing with this is that this is, you know, it's interesting to me that how so many people can sit up and you know, they want to criticize the man, and the woman can't do anything wrong. I mean, anything right.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy. They can't do anything right. Whatever he does, and I also put out a podcast, I put out a video a little earlier this week where I spoke on that, Corey Duncan on Facebook. And the main thing that I say was the fact that, you know, we have to ignore ignorant people, and you have to ignore the ignorant liberals. Because anything that he does, it doesn't matter if he passes his tax bill or they get it through. It doesn't matter. They're still going to have something ignorant or wrong to say about him. You know, I got into it with a liberal yesterday, and we got into it. Oh, man, we got into something terrible. And she swore me down. She was like, well, wait until Trump uses the N-word against all of the people like you that support him. I said, well, at least with that, okay. You know, if he wants to call me that, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, which I don't think he would. I said, but check this out. At least one thing that we do know, we know where he's coming from. Unlike Barack. See, Barack, we had problems with because, number one, he's not black. He was Kenyan. Oh, well, how do you know that? I said, let me ask you a question. Do you know who his real daddy is? Oh, no. But I said, then I explained to them who his real father is and what his real father was like. And stuff. So I said, I really hate to get into arguments or get into spats with people if they don't have their facts together. Please have your facts together. If you want to duel with me, then that's fine. Come on. We can go at it. Hey, call the show. You can come on my page. You can do anything that you want on Facebook. You know, come on at me. So, but all I ask is that I'm going to give you your time to speak and you give me my Okay. So I can teach.
Listen, I got one that'll send you through the roof. So right now what's all a buzz is the fact that some unknown source who's supposed to be a best friend of Melania Trump said that Melania didn't want to and doesn't want to be first lady. And they're all up in arms about this. But didn't Michelle say something about hating to be in the White House, didn't want to be in the White House? I mean, I'm kind of confused. Am I losing my mind or was I right there?
Well, let's all go back to the statement that she made. Remember the statement that she made, the lip reading? Hey, all of this all for a flag, and they both sat up there and just started giggling about it. All of this for a flag. Number one, they wanted to be in the White House because they wanted to change it to their own little warped way of life or whatever that they want to try to change it to, and it didn't work. And the whole thing for this was the fact that they didn't like the United States of America, they don't like capitalism, and they wanted to push that big, big socialist liberal agenda, and it didn't work. So my whole thing over this is that you can't, you know, I saw some young kids had up talking about capitalism is a sickness, Trump is the symptom, and the cure for it is socialism. I said, are you serious? Half of them didn't even look like they could even read, couldn't even spell socialism, let alone know what it was.
I can't even argue with you. I agree with you. No, they really don't know what socialism is. I think we should put them in buses and planes, send them down to Venezuela, and let them have a real taste of what socialism is about. You know, when they dole out how much toilet paper you can use, how much water right. You get. I guess everybody is now eating their animals down there because they don't have any food to deal with. So it's amazing to me. But it's always, let's keep them dumb, right? You know how it goes. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I believe in capitalism. I know you do, too. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan joins us. He's not going anywhere. I've got him locked in a secret room. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. If you want to know what stations we're on, you go up there, too. There's a station list up there as well. And look, if we're not in the air in your area, and it works, guys, because we put on four stations this year because you complained to the station that we weren't there. So if you're in an area where you have to listen to your smartphone, thank God we have a great smartphone app on Apple and that other one, the green guy, the Android, okay? So you can get those, you can pull those down as well. But call the local station and ask the station manager, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you carrying this show? And then what we can do is if they don't respond to you the way you want to hear it, then tell me who the station is, who the station manager is, and I'll make the call. You know how that's going to work out, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's bring in our buddy Corey Duncan joins us, my teed-off black man from Texas, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. And, Corey, thanks for being... Hey, Corey, did that last check I gave you clear? You know, because I pay you to be on and have the thoughts you have. You know that, right?
Oh, Dad. You know. Matter of fact, they're still bouncing all the way back.
People are going to think you're serious. Be careful. Oh, yeah. You're paid for your opinion. Don't you know that?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look, boss. Let me know if you want some lemonade, boss.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble. But it's all right. They can aim it all at you. Anyhow, you know. So you got a scoop for us in this new happenings in Baltimore on the cops that were being accused of killing that. What was it, Freddie Gray?
No. Actually, this person they haven't caught, and they probably won't catch him because it sounds a little fishy to me. I won't come out there because I don't want nobody to try to say that I'm slandering the Baltimore City Police Department. But guess what? If in a month's time they don't find anyone, pretty much we can put it together. We can figure out what's going on. So the whole thing of it is that at $200,000+ or even almost a quarter of $1 million, probably getting close in another week or so. And they still haven't found. I mean, they say they have suspects. But if you have a suspect, okay, why aren't you making any arrests? And rest in peace, the police officer. They're gonna put him to rest tomorrow. I know it's just really tough for his family right now. So my family, and I'm quite sure the real size family, will continue to pray for all the officers, not just this one, but all of them, because it's a tough job. But, you know, something real, real, real stinky and fishy about this.
Well, when are you going to come out and tell us for sure?
Well, my thing of it is that give me about next week, and I could be able to tell you for sure. But I mean, Ray Charles can see what's going on, and you know, if that was the case, that it was the truth, why not have came out instead of waiting to appear on Facebook or on social media? You would have just come out and just said what everything was and what it was about, and that the fact that it's not a conspiracy or whatever like that. Hey, look. The Baltimore City Police Department, the mayor's office, just like I had a talk with one of those Baltimore liberals that swore now that there's crime everywhere. There's crime in the counties. There's crime in the city. I said, in the city? I said, the crime in the city is not crime. You know, that is just hand-to-hand combat. So you must know the difference between the two. So, obviously, this person. But of course, this young lady was a Kool-Aid-drinking liberal from Baltimore City that's all she knows. She don't know anything else. So, you know, you try to teach as many as you can, but at the end of the day, please don't lose any breath. Don't waste your oxygen because they're just not going to listen. It's a sickness. Like I told you, socialism is a sickness. Liberalism is is more than a sickness. It's death because I had to bring it up to, I said, in 8 years of Barack Obama, are you any more richer than you were before he came in office? Well, what did Bush do? I said, Bush was a drunk and a drug addict. Okay, all right, let's move on. Barack Obama was a check writer and big government and all these czars running around and everything, and he did nothing for the middle class, which was the fabric of this country. And after that, you know what I heard? This is what I heard. I rest my case. So I can drop the mic on that one.
Well, listen, I know you're into justice, and I think Sharpton and Jackson were going to do some kind of march in Chicago, right? Because they had 7 people killed, another 36 shot last weekend. So I am sure that Barack and Jackson, well, if Jackson get away from his girlfriend, I don't know. But Barack and Jackson and Sharpton are all heading over there to raise shooting awareness or gun awareness or something, right?
Well, see, the thing with this is, why is this happening now? I mean, did they have to make sure they clear the area before they would come in to do anything? You know, it's interesting how all of these guys, you don't see them or you don't hear about them no time soon or whatever like that. Where were you at months ago? You know, that's the same question I asked this liberal young lady yesterday. I asked her, I said, well, let me ask you a question. If Barack and Elijah Cummings and these people like this, and I hate to just keep swaying on the same people, but because I know there's plenty of other ones that always have something to say about the black neighborhood and what's going on. I said, they're not white people killing each other. You have young black youth that are going from neighborhood to neighborhood around the Baltimore Harbor and attacking people. So my whole question is, why don't Barack come in, wave his wand, or go to Chicago, wave his wand, and straighten all of this out? You know why? I told him, I said, you know why? Because he could care less. And he not. That's why I say, you know, I don't want to hear nothing from no liberals, even the ones that's listening to this show. And don't hit me up. Don't hit me up asking me why I feel this way or why, because I am a true black man. I'm a true black conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm a conservative because I don't go along with the party and initiation or whatever like that. So my whole the whole thing in essence is like I put on my page about. So you have to come to my page because I'm not going to tell you. I want you to come to my page and check out what I got on there. A couple posts, and one of my posts is about something that I created. And my thing with it is that is the ultimate dream. And that is the American dream, to have your own situation, to have your children where they're getting the right education, to live the way that you're supposed to live, and be able to provide for you and your family, and run your family the correct way. My whole thing is, am I putting myself on the soapbox and saying that I'm better than anyone? No. But no one can sit and tell live the dream or whatever. And it's not a dream. The dream is you. The dream is you, and the dream is about maintaining and going and achieving the goals that you set instead of waiting for the government check to come in the mail. Sit up and blame Joe Messina or any other white person or whatever. No, it's not about that.
No, we did a story last night about the burglar in Florida whose cousins and family members were just mad because he was shot when he was in the house, when he was burglaring the house, okay? And the lady that owned the home shot him. And his cousin was outraged because she didn't have to shoot him. She had no right to shoot him. You know, he had a promising life in front of him, okay? He loved education. He had so much going for him. I'm thinking, where's he going to go to school? The school of burglary? And then number two is after all that happened, you know what she says in the second interview? When you live in the hood, it's the only way for you to get money. The only way you get money for books and stuff and tools is to go break into people's houses and steal stuff and sell it. She said, not Joe Messina, she said that that is the only way for young black men to make any money to be able to move on in education. And Corey Duncan says what? Keep it clean.
Yeah, you know, because I was about to say something.
You're going to pop.
I'm going to use a term that Colonel Pilot used to use on MASH, horse hockey. That's what it is. It's horse hockey. And I'm not even going to say what I really want to say because everyone knows what I was going to say. But that's just horse hockey because guess what? It can be done. I approved it. And now my offspring is proving that it can be done. So my whole thing of it is you want the book. You want the book on it? It's very easy. Continue listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Come to Corey Duncan's on Facebook, and we got the answer for you. And I'm quite sure that all the rest of the conservatives on here can tell you how you can get it done. Because guess what? Guess what? I don't see any of us sitting up whining or worried about something that happened 300 years ago or trying to put the blame. That has been the liberals' thing.
I let you go, but we got a commercial to go through. They're going to shut you off. We'll be back in a minute. Corey will pick up where he left off. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Save and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back to Listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But don't do that. Head up to the website after the segment. Head up to the website and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. You really don't. I mean, get the book. You'll figure it out. If you're on the right, you'll figure out how to answer the left so you can stop listening to them tell you what racist, bigot, blah-blah-blahs you are. It's just nuts. You know, one of these days, you should look up the words, and you should write down the meanings of the words. And then when somebody stops you and says, you guys are racist, read what racist is. And read it as a person who shows or feels discrimination or prejudice against people of other races or believes that a particular race is superior to another. When have you ever heard me say that I feel that my race, which I think is the human race, I guess, but I'm wrong, is better than anything else? You've never heard me say that, right? I mean, I can do the Jesus thing with you because I can say, you know, people say, well, yeah, you think your religion is best. Well, of course I would, wouldn't you? Do you eat the worst food in a restaurant when you go there, or do you eat the best food? If I think it's the best, if I think it's the right one, why would I join any other? Wouldn't that make me a little off between the ears? Before I pop a vein, let me bring on Corey Duncan. Our teed off black man from Texas, Corey Duncan, joins us. Maybe read some sense in this. Am I wrong, Corey? I mean, seriously.
Nope, not wrong at all. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone for supporting us, and I'd like to also thank all of the people that's in the chat room, my family, Dorita, Gina, Marcy, Erica, Pamela.
Hey, hey. We only have 9 minutes left, okay? I mean, seriously. I've seen your family picture. We could be here 12 minutes, you know? So, anyway. Hey, I want you to finish something up because a lot of people don't know. You made a comment in the last segment. A lot of people don't know your history, and you don't have to give it all away. But, you know, you are doing well for yourself, and you were, you know, and you grew up or were born into or grew up in not the most, you didn't grow up in Beverly Hills, we'll put it that way. And you've had to work hard for your education and for your life, and your mom was a big part of that. Take a few minutes to tell people about your story, because I'm so tired of hearing how people have to fight, the things that people have to do to make it in this world.
Well, first of all, let me say, God bless my mother, that she made sure that I took and went to school, Baltimore City Public School. When we first moved here, they tried to take and send me to pass me on, and I couldn't count. And I'm not afraid to say that or whatever, but my thing of it is that she told them, oh, no, you won't. So what they did, she went and got me a tutor, and I never looked back. I went from there, went got out of high school, went to Texas A&M, went got my degree, went in the military. And my whole thing with this is that I got 2 master's degrees courtesy of Texas A&M, and it can be done. And it's, you know, my mom raised us by herself. My biological father had walked out on us, and basically she took the reins, and the rest is history. And I'm teaching my children the same thing or whatever, so far so good, the success, and, you know, the rest is history. I mean, but it can be done. The thing of it is, it's called hard work, and it's called reaching your goals and not making excuses.
But your mom never told you. Now, she's a single mom who worked her buns off, and if you're any indication of what the woman was like, she is a saint. But she never told you, as a black man, you don't have a chance, did she? Are you there? Did you run away?
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. What did you say?
Well, thanks. I didn't mean to bore you, but
no, I'm sorry.
No, no,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was actually giving your mom a compliment. I said, if you're any indication of how your mom handled you, she's a great lady. But she never told you.
My mom was a no nonsense. My aunt still is a no nonsense type person. She'll joke with you all day long, but she's a no nonsense type person. And everything and stuff. So, you know, she's just...
She never told you. You didn't stand a chance as a black man. That is a black male. There was no way for you to make it, did she?
Never. My mom wasn't a person that made excuses or whatever like that. She didn't make excuses, and she wasn't a person she's still not a person that ever set up and made excuses. You know, myself... She's a mom way as though that she went to school, she got out, and she went to the University of Maryland, got out of there, and the rest was history, you know, and she finished up, you know, a retired federal judge. So, you know, that's not to say that it can't be done.
I mean, here's an American story, and it doesn't matter what color you are, but here's an American story of a single mom raising 2 boys. Get you guys through college. I know you're doing well. And then your mom goes on to become a federal judge. It doesn't, where else could that possibly happen on this planet?
It can happen. But my thing of it is, I didn't have a silver spoon in my mouth. You know, where I came from, we came from the Queens Projects, and we came from the concrete ghetto, Jackson Heights. Anyone knows anything about New York, you already know what Jackson Heights is. That definitely, it was Beirut back in the day, and it's really Beirut now. It's still Beirut now, three times. choice because my dad was a military brat. So my whole thing of it is the fact that, you know, it's interesting how I hear my own race when I tell this story and I tell it to, you know, and, you know, someone had me come in and tell it to a classroom full of high school kids that it could be done. And that's like they look at me like, is he for real? And yeah, I am for real. It can happen. And it's not a dream. It's nothing made up. It's a true life story. And that's what's going to definitely go into the book that I'm writing that hopefully I can get it done in about another year. Excuse me, called Black Patriot. And the thing of it is that a lot of people believe that it only can be done just like, you know, you had shows like The Cosby Show that you can't have a doctor and a lawyer father or whatever. Yes, you can. But it's achieved by one thing, and it's called hard work and a lot of luck. And my thing with this, and if you live in the right way and if you're brought up the right way, everything else will pretty much fall in place. Does it happen like that for everyone? Probably not. But the thing of it is that you have to make situations. Yeah, and you make for you. You have to make them work for you, and not to sit up. One thing that one way of not achieving these goals is one way is this: sitting up, making excuses. That is the biggest crutch that the black race has. Not all of them, but the majority of the black race has is they sit up and they make excuses about everything instead of taking the bull by the horn, roll your sleeves up. And let's get it done. And that's why my kids, a lot of people say, you bragging on your kids or this or that. Yeah, hey, look, I'm a proud dad, and they bust their butt to do it. I put them in the right place, but they had to achieve it. I don't want anyone to give anyone, I never give anyone credit for not doing something that they didn't earn. I never do that.
No, and your kids, from what you've told me, your kids have worked hard. They've worked hard in education, scholastically. They've worked hard in athletics. And you're probably a lot like I am from a standpoint of you're going, no, I don't care about your – you get your schoolwork done, then you go to practice, right?
Hey, look, I got a daughter now. I'm not putting our business out. After her high school year, this year, last week she was named National Player of the Week and for scholastical and athletics. And when she gets out, she's going right into a pro career overseas. So my whole thing of it is, but her one big thing is, she didn't, you know what she's doing now? She's working, but she's working in the hospital, doing some sort of biology at the hospital or whatever. But her main thing is, she wants to come home, you know, in the off season and get her degree. But, you know, business is business. Get your money now. But she still wants a degree. But my thing of it is that, I don't care what you do in life, be good at it. Be good at it. If you're a trash man, be good at it. If you're a floor mopper, be good at it. But my thing with this, a lot of people put a lot of pressure on these kids or whatever like that. I never put pressure on them. I never made them go play basketball. I never made them go play football. Nothing. They do it because that's what they want to do. But guess what? They all know in my home and in my house and anyone listening that's in my family that's listening to this, they already know. Books come first. Books come first. I have a tutor for them for the whole school year. And guess what? You write book reports. You go research. You do all this kind of stuff. I'm trying to tell you. You can get it done. But the parent has to put their foot down and make sure that it happens like that. Not pushing the sports away. But guess what? You break your leg today or tomorrow, you got to have something to fall back on. And what you got in your mind will take you further than what your knees and your feet will.
Okay, you got to tell people where to find you because you're going to run up against the time in about 30 seconds here.
Not a problem. Corey Duncan on Facebook. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and continue to support all of us, all the podcasters, conservatives, and especially my good friend Joe and Tammy Messina, real side. And continue
I appreciate
them.
That. All right, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Don't do anything stupid. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side. Hey, don't go far. I've got a surprise coming for you in the next hour, and I'm not telling you what it is until you come back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.